إن الحمد لله. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. We praise Him and we seek His help and we ask for His forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. And we seek refuge with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the evil of ourselves. ومن سيئات أعمالنا. And from the evil consequences of our actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whomever Allah guides, no one and nothing can lead that person astray. And whomever he leads astray, because of that person's own wretchedness, because of what his own hands have sent forth, and not from any oppression from Allah Ta'ala, then no one else and nothing else can give that person guidance. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And I bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship in truth except Allah alone and without partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared. Do everything that He tells you to do, and stay away from everything that He tells you to stay away from, and do not die. Do not let death find you except that you are a Muslim. And what that means is that we practice Islam fully. We practice Islam fully until we die. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success to that. Brothers and sisters, in Islam, there's no discussion to have on this day that's greater than the discussion of what is coming forward that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to meet, which is Ramadan. And it's important for us to understand from the onset, before Ramadan comes, what Ramadan is. Ramadan is not an exercise in self-denial and endurance. That's not what it is. It's not to see how strong you are. It's not to see how long you can go without food. That's not what Ramadan is all about. Ramadan is a time that Allah makes it easier for His slaves to get nearer to Him. Allah facilitates getting nearer to Him. And when you get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a special name for that. It's called being a wali. Being a wali. You don't have to live in some special land. You don't have to wear any special clothes. Being a worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you a wali. And Ramadan is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitating that for us. And there's a huge reward for being a wali. And Allah also mentions the criterion by which to become a wali. Allah says in Surah Yunus, chapter number 10 of the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The awliya of Allah, those who are close to Allah, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, they have nothing to fear, yani of what's coming forward. The judgment, the hisab, crossing over the bridge, all of those horrific events before entering Jannah, the wali of Allah doesn't have to be afraid of those things because Allah is going to get him through. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they don't have to be worried about what's happened in the past. And subhanAllah, if you think about those two things, يعني لا خوف عليهم has to do with their guidance. That Allah guides them all the way to Jannah. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ has to do with their sins and the fact that Allah is going to forgive them. That the mistakes that they've made, the shortcomings that they've had, they don't have to worry about those things because Allah will overlook them and pardon them and forgive them. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. They will have glad tidings in this life and in the next. The glad tidings in this life is that they see that Allah makes worship easy for them. That they enjoy the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they want to do it more. And in the hereafter is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in entering Jannah. And so what I want you to notice is the criteria. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are people who have iman and they have a taqwa. They have iman and they have a taqwa. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentions the definition of a taqwa. He says, a taqwa, when Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, fear Allah as He should be feared, he says, تَقْوَى اللَّهَ أَن يُطَاعَ فَلَا يُعْصَى. That Allah be obeyed and not disobeyed. وَيُذْكَرْ
ولا ينسى, and that Allah be remembered and that He not be forgotten. وأن يشكر ولا يكفر, and that He be appreciated and that He not be unappreciated. This is what a taqwa is. And the people of taqwa, the people of iman and taqwa, these are the people who are close to Allah. Now listen to the ayat of fasting. Subhanallah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who have iman, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Fasting has been prescribed for you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Like it was prescribed for those before you. La'allakum tattaqoon. So that you can get a taqwa. He calls you by iman, and He tells you that fasting is what's going to help you achieve the taqwa. Those two qualities by which what? By which you become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't have to be worried about the guidance. And you don't have to be afraid about the sins. And so this taqwa, as we've mentioned, it is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to worship Allah. It is to remember Allah. It is to be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we're going to see how these elements are achieved through fasting. Allah mentions in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. Allah will love you back. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will love you back and forgive you your sins. Yani by being obedient to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by doing what he says and staying away from what he forbids, that's a way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worship of Allah. Because we worship based upon what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent. Also in the hadith of al-wali, subhanallah, that's what it's known as, the hadith al-wali, the hadith of the one that's close to Allah. It's hadith number 38 in the 40 hadith of Imam an-Nawawi, and it's in Sahih Bukhari. That the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah Himself says, وَمَا يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ. My slave does not draw nearer to me than by doing the mandatory. You want to get close to Allah. You want iman and taqwa. It comes from obedience to Allah. By doing the mandatory. وَلَا يَزَالُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. Then he continues to do the extras, the stuff that he doesn't have to do, but he wants to do to please me until I love him. Until I love him. And so fasting is the training ground for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting close to him. So from the mandatory actions that Allah blesses us to implement in Ramadan is learning to leave off the haram. When we think of worship, what often comes to our minds is doing things. Praying and fasting and doing things. But a big part of worship and what fasting is all about is not doing something, it's staying away from something. And so when you fast, you stay away from food and you stay away from drink and you stay away from your spouses. For what? For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You learn to stay away from things that you need. You need food. You need water. And you learn to stay away from things that you are in the habit of having. Sometimes we don't leave off haram because we have the habit of it. What about a habit you've had for the last 11 months? What about that kind of habit? You break it. You break that habit for the sake of Allah. In Ramadan, Allah shows you in Ramadan that anything He tells you not to do, you have the ability to stop it for His pleasure and for His sake. And so we learn to worship Allah by leaving things off. And to show that leaving things off is worship, as mentioned in hadith number 12, in the hadith, in the 40 hadith of Imam an-Nawawi, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, min husni islam al-mar'i, from being a good Muslim, from excelling in your Islam, tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, is leaving what doesn't concern him. So this shows that leaving is a part of Islam. That not doing things is a part of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one step that we take in Ramadan to get close to Allah. The next step that we take is the idea that Allah is watching. Sometimes we think that worship is only done with the body or done with the tongue. No. Fil jasadi, inna fil jasadi mudghah. There's a morsel of flesh in the body. If it's upright, the rest of the body is going to fall in tune. And if it's corrupted, the rest of the body is going to be corrupted. It's the heart. Real worship begins here, and it shows itself on the limbs. And so your staying away from the haram came from what? From your own personal strength, from your willpower? La. It came from the realization that Allah is watching me. No one has to hold your hand. No one is following you in every room. You know your fast is broken if you eat. And you know Allah sees you wherever you are. And that consciousness makes you wait. There could be food right there on the ma'idah in front of you. You're ready to eat. You can smell the flavors. You can almost taste it in your mouth. But until that adhan is called, la. And it shows us, and right now, the haram, the temporarily haram, you have access to it. It's right there in front of your face. But you say no because you fear Allah, because you're trying to get close to Him. This is how it's supposed to be all year round. Allah is not just watching you in Ramadan. He's watching you all year round. That same consciousness that we have in Ramadan, it is the pathway to our success in other years. And subhanAllah, we talk about the levels of Islam in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, the second hadith in the 40 hadith of Imam Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Jibreel, what is Islam? And he told him. And he was asked about Iman, and he told him. And he was asked about Ihsan. He was asked about Ihsan. And what did he say? He said, to worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you don't see Him, then you know that He sees you. This is what the Muslim experiences in Ramadan. He experiences Ihsan. Because all day he knows that Allah is watching me, so I better not eat. I better be on top of my game. Let me not do anything haram. People stop doing things that they normally do. I don't watch television. I don't watch movies. It's Ramadan. I read the Quran. I fast. I focus on other things. I try to benefit myself and my time. This is the year-long program. Why do we feel so good in Ramadan even though we deny ourselves so much? Because it's not things that make you happy. What makes you happy is what Allah created you for, which is worship. That's why the disbelievers don't understand why we look forward to denying ourselves for 15 hours, 16 hours out of the day. Because this is what we were created for, and it makes us happy. Now, and this idea that Allah is watching us, it's not only out of fear that we actually begin to enjoy that Allah is watching us. And when we come for prayer, for tarawiyah prayer, when we pray, that we know that Allah is watching us, and that's sufficient. When we give charity, we try to do it and we hide. We don't want people to know, because we want Allah to know, and that's sufficient. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We only feed you for the sake of Allah. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want any reward and we don't want any thanks. This is how we're supposed to be all year long, and this is what Ramadan teaches us. It also teaches us to be appreciative, that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You haven't eaten all day? That date tastes good, doesn't it? You haven't had anything to drink all day? That water is the best water you've tasted. Things that we're accustomed to, but we take for granted. We appreciate these things. Why? Because we've been denied them. And perhaps, on a tangent, perhaps that's also the wisdom behind, one of the wisdoms behind, the menstruation of women. Sometimes we take our spouses for granted. We take that companionship for granted. And so Allah naturally denies us 7 days at a minimum out of the month so that we remember. That we remember and we appreciate. Familiarity, as they say, breeds contempt. When you get something all the time, then you take it for granted. But that denial makes us remember. And so I want you to bring you back to the hadith or the narration or the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. At-taqwa is that Allah be obeyed and not disobeyed. He tells you don't eat, you don't eat. And that He be remembered and He not be forgotten. That you remember that He's watching you and you don't forget and it affects your actions. And that He be appreciated and that He not be unappreciated. That you appreciate the water, you appreciate the food, you strive not to waste because you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you. It also makes us do those things that are beloved to Allah, like being kind to one another. Because a part of being beloved to Allah is that you love what He loves and you despise what He despises. Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who have iman, Man yartadda minkum an dini, whoever apostatizes and leaves his religion, Fasawfa yatillahu biqawm, Allah will bring another people, Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna, He loves them and they love Him. Adhillatin ala al-mu'mineen, they're humble and soft and gentle and merciful with the believers. A'izzatin ala al-kafireen, but they're dignified and they're firm and they stand their ground with the disbelievers. We're kind to one another. When there's food, we offer it to others before we offer it to ourselves. We give charity. We do the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we watch ourselves in what we say and what we do. SubhanAllah, you'll notice in the Quran, fasting is mentioned in two places. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah with the regulations of fasting, and it's mentioned in Surah Maryam. When she says, Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma. I made a vow to Ar-Rahman, a fasting. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ And so I will not speak to any person today. So fasting here is mentioned with guarding the tongue. And the Prophet ﷺ himself mentioned, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ صَوْمِ أَحَدُكُمْ And if it's one of the days when you are fasting, فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ Then he should not be vulgar in his speech. He should not speak illy, and he should not yell. وَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ And if anyone rebukes him, فَلْيَقُولْ إِنِّي مْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ Then he should say, I'm a fasting person. What does that mean? That means if I withhold myself from food because Allah says so, then I'm going to withhold my tongue from saying anything that's displeasing to Him. And from the beauty of Ramadan, and from the things that draw us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the recitation of the Quran. And we're going to bring this full circle. While you see the consistency of revelation, you see that this book and this deen is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else, because it's consistent throughout. This book is a guide. A guide for who? For the muttaqeen. Allah begins Surah Al-Fatiha with the dua, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem. And then in Surah Al-Baqarah, the surah right after, He tells you where the guidance is. Alif Lam Mim, Thalika al-Kitabu la rayba fi, Hudan lil-Muttaqeen. If you want a taqwa, if you want to be guided to taqwa, if you're asking Allah, guide me to the straight path. فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ The Qur'an is that path. The Qur'an is the means. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It's a guide for those who want taqwa. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in the unseen. And as the scholars of tafsir mentioned, from the unseen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. They believe in the unseen. They know that Allah is watching them. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ They obey Allah and they don't disobey Him when He calls them five times a day. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And they spend in the cause of Allah. They have trust in Him. They help those in need. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ They believe that Allah has prescribed fasting. وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ For us and for those before us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you.
وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. There are two times when the fasting person is happy.
فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ.
He's happy when he breaks his fast.
وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ.
And he's happy when he meets his Lord. They believe in the unseen.
أُولَٰئِكَ.
Those who have those qualities.
عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ.
They're the ones who are guided.
وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
And they're the ones who are successful. We see how Allah uses fasting this month as a means for us to get closer to Him.
وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ.
These are the examples that we give to mankind.
وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ.
But only those who Allah blessed to use their intellect by His permission to understand, to see the sense of it. Only those with knowledge that Allah blesses with knowledge, only they are able to perceive and understand these things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this blessed month, to help us to reach this blessed month, and to complete this blessed month, and to help us to not try to simply achieve hunger and thirst, but to help us to achieve the nearness to Him that He intended.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are perks to being a wali. As mentioned in hadith number 38 of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, hadith al-wali, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who become his wali,
وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّ.
If he asks me, I swear I'll give it to him.
وَإِذَا اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّ.
And if he seeks refuge with me, I swear I will give him refuge. And when you're a wali, when you are near to Allah, because you've been drawing close to Him by worshiping Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your dua when you call on Him. And He gives you refuge when you ask for refuge. And subhanAllah, in the ayat of fasting, where Allah talks about Him legislating fasting to help us gain taqwa, He mentions at the end of that first page dealing with fasting there in Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي. And when my slaves ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of the one who calls on me when he calls on me. And in those ayats of fasting, that act of worship that helps us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah reminds us that He answers our dua. Perhaps because He legislated fasting as a means of us easily drawing near to Him. And subhanAllah, He says after that, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Then let them answer me. And so from the important things, from the important acts of worship that we answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in is our prayer. Is our prayer. And subhanAllah, we begin Ramadan not with fasting. Allahu Akbar.
We begin Ramadan with praying. With the night precedes the day. When Ramadan begins, it doesn't begin with you leaving off food.
It begins with the first thing you will be asked about on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It begins with prayer.
And it ends with prayer. Allahu Akbar. Salat al-Eid.
And so we have to answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray.
And subhanAllah, did you recognize that in that call to prayer is dua?
There are two dua you make in every single rak'ah.
The first dua,
ihdina sirat al-mustaqim,
guide us.
Take us back to the ayat in Surah Yunus.
Ala inna awliya Allah,
those who are close to Allah,
la khawfun alayhim,
they don't have nothing to fear in front of them because Allah is going to guide them through.
وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ,
they have nothing to be afraid of behind them, their sins.
What's the other dua you make in prayer?
You make dua for Allah to forgive you. Between the two sajdas, what do you say? Rabbi ighfirli, Rabbi ighfirli. And so subhanAllah, those who are close to Allah, Allah promises them that if they ask Him, He will answer them. And if they seek refuge, He will give them refuge. We ask Allah for guidance by His command 5 times a day. And that's why the person who does not pray is a loser. He is a loser who, as long as he is alive, still has a chance to be a winner. If you repent and turn around and adhere to those prayers, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah has the ability to turn those bad deeds into good deeds for those who repent. Those who don't pray, they miss out on that dua, what they need, the guidance that they need, and the refuge that they need. From what? From their own sins. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves and from the evil consequences of what we do. It is a dua that Allah requires us to make 17 times a day. And in Ramadan, we increase in prayer. So that means we increase in asking Him. And He puts us in a situation where our dua will be answered. This is a huge, tremendous month and opportunity. Think about the fact that Allah has given you tawfiq. He has given you success to make another Ramadan by His permission. Ya laytakum ya'lamun. If only my people knew what a wonderful reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in front of them if He blesses us by His permission to take advantage of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to take advantage of this wonderful, blessed month. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, help us to see the beauty and the opportunity and the wonderment of this blessed month. Help us not to preoccupy ourselves with food and drink, but to preoccupy ourselves with what You intended this for, which is for us to draw near to You. Help us to be Your awliya, and please answer our dua and give us refuge. Allah, give us the guidance that we ask You for, and save us from the evil of our sins and ourselves that we ask You for. Wa aqimus salaam.